We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. In the previous Shir, we pretty much summarized the chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Hey, in the first half of Likutei Moran. We spoke about thunder, we spoke about Tefila B'Koyach, we spoke about Simcha, we spoke about the difference between the prophets that's like Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw Hashem Baspaklari HaMeira, versus the other prophets who saw Hashem Aspaklari Shein HaMeira, not so clear, and that corresponded to the difference between Jews who do mitzvahs, where their reward for the mitzvah is now, immediate, instant gratification. Their Olam Haba is in the mitzvah itself, versus other people, where they're doing the mitzvah now, but they're looking to the future for when they're going to really get the pleasure, the enjoyment, the reward. Now we'll start paragraph Beis. Ki tefillin heim bebechinas ra'amim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, tefillin is similar, is related, is this concept of thunder. Bechinas tikun hamoichin, which helps make a tikun for the person's brain. Nifshat and through thunder, we said, that's what straightens out the crookedness in the heart. And then the person can be zeichet to true simcha. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why the Gemara mentions specifically the simcha regarding tefillin. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, Rabbah Havachodi Kula Yoima, Rabbah was happy, very happy. So somebody asked him, what are you so happy about? Omar Tfilin Komenachna. He said, I put on tefillin. So we see that there's a specific kesher, specific connection between tefillin and simcha. Ki tefillin heim bebechina simcha kanal. V'alkein heim keneged halev. Now you'll understand why the halacha says, and we mentioned this in the L'shem Yichud, we say before we put on tefillin, that we're wearing the tefillin shel yad, keneged halev, right facing the heart. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, simeni kachoysom alibech, Hashem says, place me like a seal on your heart. And the Gemara says that refers to the tefillin. Why? Kedei lefashe takmimi shebelev. Kedei lisko is lesimcha, because tefillin is supposed to straighten out the crookedness of the heart and to help the person be zeichet to simcha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ule yishrei lev simcha. Those who have a smooth heart can experience true simcha. Ki hatefillin heim bebechinas ramim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, tefillin is thunder. Bechinas, as we quoted the Zohar HaKadosh, which is mentioned in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Kadnofik hai kola va'ara be'ibe mitra, when this powerful sound goes forth and it strikes the clouds, the rain clouds, kedein ishtama kola lebriyosa, then that booming sound, that crashing sound is heard by people all around. V'do inon ramim, and that is thunder. So where's the connection? Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ikar hatfilin nasin al yedei hatoyra sheoisken balayla. The main effectiveness of tefillin, the main light of tefillin, shines as a result of the Torah that the person studied at night. Dahainu, we mean specifically al yedei shekomin b'chatzois layla, by a person waking up at midnight, you know, is making sure to go to sleep before, and then waking up at midnight. Va'oiskim ba'Torah, and studying Torah at that time. Kimuva b'ksovim, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'kimas chatzois zebechinas ramim. Waking up at midnight is associated with thunder. Bechinas koil shofar, the sound of the shofar. Bechinas ram gevuroisov mi yizboinam. The pasuk says, the thunder of Hashem's power, mi yizboinon, who can understand it? Shezeh bechinas, this is tied into what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that how does a person get up at midnight? The Zohar HaKadosh says that there is hai shalhuva de'esha, there is a certain fire, the botish begatfoi de tanagoila, which strikes the wings of the rooster. Ukedein kori, and that's what gets the rooster to cry out. Who wakes up the rooster? This shalhuva de esha, a fire. Vze bechinas, this is what the pasuk refers to in Iov chapter 38, when the pasuk says, Mi nosan lasech vivina. Who gives the rooster the understanding, you know, to get up at night? Now note, when we spoke about the thunder, we said, Varam givuroisav, mi yizboinon, we referred to me. When it comes to the rooster here, we're saying, mi nosan laservi, nimtso, shekoil hatanagoil, sha'alideze, komim bachatzois, hubechinas koil hanal hayoitse migvurois. We see from this that the cry of the rooster, which is what wakes people up at midnight, that's the same sound as the sound that comes forth from the power of Hashem, that Ram Givuroisov mi yizboinon, bechinas mi nosan lasech vivina. And we know the Zohar HaKadosh always tells us, mi is bina. Mi, mem yud, refers to the 50 gates of bina, the 50 levels of bina, because bina is the source of din, gvura. There's a pasuk, ani bina, li gvura. I am bina, to me is gvura. Because when we talk about the midos of Hashem, on the top, when we talk about the crown of Hashem, there's no concept of right and left. The right and left begins right after the keser. When we come down to chachma and bina, chachma is on the right, bina is on the left. Bina is the beginning of the left side. Under chachma, you have chesed. Chachma is bigimatria 73, chesed is 72. To show that chesed is under chachma, and under bina you have gvura. So now, mi nosan lasech vivino, who gives the rooster? Vaideze komen bachatzois. And that's how we wake up at midnight, voiskem batorah, and we study Torah. Vize bechinas kadnofik hai kol of arabi be mitra. When that sound comes forth and strikes the rain clouds, sheheim hamoichin. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, another form of these rain clouds is the person's brain, the white matter of the brain, which gives forth the droplets that produce children. Sheheim hamoichin, ki oz b'chatzois, because at that time, at midnight, azai hu ikar tikun hamoyach, kemuva. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, that's the time when a Jew's brain receives its greatest spiritual light at Chatzos. So you could imagine the benefit those people who are able to be up at that time, they're cashing in on it to the fullest extent. She'oz ikara hazman hamesugol lahasig soydeis hatoira. That's the time which is best suited for a person to be able to understand secrets of Torah. That's why the great tzaddikim would study the Zohar HaKadosh at that time, secrets of Torah. That's the holiest time of the day, in a sense, when the mind is most ready and it's most conducive for being able to understand these secrets. V'zeh b'chinas koil ha-shofar. And this is also tied into the sound of the shofar. Ki shofar hu bechinas hisoyerus hashena, because the shofar is also all about waking up from sleep. Bechinas uru yeshenim mitir damaschem kemuva, as the Rambam says, that the message of the shofar is wake up from your sleep. Sheze bechinas kimas chatzois, and that's the whole concept of getting up at midnight. Shemisoyerin mehashena, we wake up from the sleep. Al yedei koil hatarnagol, through the sound of the rooster. Shesharoshoi migvurois, which is rooted in gvurois. Rav Nosson Zal brings in other places. We know that another word for tarnagol is gever. Gever, miloshen gvurois. A rooster is called a gever, miloshen gvurois. He receives his wake-up call from that shalhuva de'esha, from fire, gvura. Bechinas hai shalhuva de'esha. Sheze bechinas koil ha-shofar. That's synonymous with the sound of the shofar. Shehu gamkein bechinas his oirarus hashena, which is also waking up from sleep. Shezeo bechinas ramim, bechinas ram givuroisav mi yizboinon. Ram givuroisav, gvura. The ram is gvura. The shofar is gvura. Bechinas mi nosan lasech vivino kanal. So Rav Nosan Zal is showing how all three of these are one. The concept of thunder, the crashing sound of the thunder, the wake-up call of the rooster, what wakes the rooster up and how the rooster wakes up us up, and the shofar, which is waking up all of Klal Yisrael during the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Vazai nofik haikolo va'arabi be'mitra, and then that sound goes forth and strikes the rain clouds. Hainu b'moichin, meaning our brain. Kiazai hamoyach tzach v'tzol. Rav Nosson Zal tells us now that when a person first wakes up, that's when the brain is clearest. Some people it takes a couple of minutes, but once the person's up, that's when his mind is clearest. After he had a good he slept. Now he's ready to. So that's a time when that boom strikes, when the gong strikes, the sound is the most powerful. It's the clearest sound. V'oz oiskim b'toyro u'bebinyan beis hamikdosh. And at Chatzos, we're involved in the study of Torah and in the special prayers, which are all about mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and begging Hashem for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Sheze b'chinas das, kemuva b'onkachar. That's all about das. The study of Torah is das. And the Beis HaMikdash, remember we quoted the Gemara, kol mi sheyesh boideya ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomov. A person who has das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built in his time. So if at Chatzos we're focusing on the Beis HaMikdash, we're focusing on das. That's what we're focusing on. Ki oz ikar tikkun ha-moichin. Because at that time, at Chatzos Laila, that's the main time of the tikkun of the brain. Bechinas ibe mitra, these rain clouds. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us another proof for this. He's going to attach a very important piece of information here. Ki ave mitra, because rain clouds, ze bechinas gan eden, are synonymous with gan eden. K'moshekosu b'Yeshaya, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, capital Hey, al ha'ovim atzave meham tirol of motor. Hashem says, I'm going to command the clouds from giving him rain, that they're not going to give him any rain anymore. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, tirachtiv migan eden. This is talking about the eviction notice that Hashem gave Adam HaRishon, that he's throwing him out of Gan Eden. So we see, how is Gan Eden described? The clouds giving rain. That's Gan Eden. Ayin Shom, look over there in Rashi. Nimtza, we see from this, She'ikr bechinas abe mitra heim beGan Eden. That the place where they have the real rain is in Gan Eden. Why? Ki shom ikr tikkun ha-moichin. Because that's the place where a person can have the highest level of seichel, the highest level of moichin. Sheheim bechinas, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Bereishis, nohor hayoytse me'eden. That's the stream that flows from Eden. That's all referring to seichel and das. The Zohar HaKadosh says that's referring to the highest level moichin, which was in Gan Eden. The Gemara says that all the angels were students by Adam HaRishon. He taught them all Torah. They roasted meat for him. They all called him Rebbe. The Gemara says, what did his wife, what did Chava call Adam HaRishon? Rebbe. Because at that time, he had this incredible level of das. He was in Gan Eden. He had these Ibe Mitra, these rain clouds were at the top, were functioning on the highest. Ukisha'oimdim b'chatzois. And when a Jew is zeicha to get up at midnight, azai nechshav keilu yoishev beGan Eden, it's considered exactly as if he is sitting in Gan Eden. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says, hayosheves baganim chaverim makshivim lekoilech. You who are sitting in the gardens, the friends are listening to your voice. The Zohar HaKodesh says this refers to those people who get up, he'll show us those people who get up at midnight and they study Torah. Hashem takes all the tzaddikim in Gan Eden and says, come with me, guys. Listen to this. Listen to this Jew who's learning Torah at Chatzos. So the person learning Torah at Chatzos is in Gan Eden. He's plugged into them. Ki zoiche lehischaber im nishmois hatzaddikim shebe Gan Eden. that person is zeichet to be connected to the neshamos of those tzaddikim in Gan Eden. Kemuva bezoyar, as the Zohar Kodesh says, she'oz nochis kutshebrichu l'shtasheim tzaddikaya begins sedeiden. That chatzois is the time when Hashem goes down to enjoy, to spend quality time bonding with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. And those Jews who are up at that time are plugged into that. They're connected to that. They're participating in this mesibah in Gan Eden. V'chulu, as the Zohar HaKadosh writes over there, Umi she'oimedoz v'oisik b'toira, a person who is awake then and studying Torah, mitchaber im oison haneshomois b'Gan Eden. He plugs into, he attaches himself to those souls of the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, k'moy she'kosu sham b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh writes in Vayikra, page 13. And if he's in Gan Eden, we said before, Gan Eden is where they have the real rain clouds. Then he's zeichet to the real rain clouds, meaning bechinas moichin. He's zeichet to the highest level moichin. Sheheim meirim beGan Eden daika. They shine especially in Gan Eden. So a person would say, hold on a second, we're on earth here. How do we connect to that? There's a way. The Torah shows that if a person is zeichet to be mitgaber, to be one of those powerhouses, and to be able, whenever he can, to get up at that midnight, he's mamish, he's going into Gan Eden, he's plugging, if he's sitting at his desk, studying Torah, he goes to a shul, wherever, and he's studying Torah, he's mamish bechavrusa, in that chavraya of the tzaddikim in Gan Eden with Hashem. Bechinas, val he'ove matzav, as the Pasuk said there, hanemar al odom arishon, kishin izgarish mi Gan Eden. As Hashem said, I'm going to command the clouds to withhold their rain, and the Rashi says that that's talking about Hashem evicting odom arishon from Gan Eden. So look how Rav Nosson Zal's putting all of this together. He's showing you how all of this is mamish one. The thunder and the rain, and the shofar and the getting up at chatzos, the rooster, the crowing of the rooster, and the getting up and the learning at that time. Nimtza, we see therefore, kishekomim b'chatzos, hayidei koil hatarnagol, that when a Jew is zecher to get up at midnight through the cry of the rooster, ze b'chinas ramim, that's an example of thunder. B'chinas kadnofik haikolav arabi b'mitra, that's that sound coming forth and striking the rain clouds. And the Arizal tells us that that's what generates the light of tefillin in the morning. What determines to what degree a person's tefillin are broadcasting, whether the tefillin are 50 watts or 500 watts or 5,000 watts or 5 billion watts, is dependent on the nighttime. If the person had this kind of a night, if he was zeicher to get up at chatzos and study Torah, his tefillin are giving off a much brighter light than the standard light which people who aren't zeicher to get up at that time, you know. Ki ikar hatfillin heim al yidei b'chinas chatzos. Because again, the Arizal, the Zohar Kodesh say that the real effectiveness of the tefillin is shown through the chatzos. It starts from chatzos laila. She'oz, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give a proof to this. She'oz horag Hashem kol b'chor beretz Mitzrayim. When did Hashem kill all the Egyptian b'chores? Kachatzois laila, it says. Vaydeze niskachu b'chore Yisrael. And that's when the Jewish b'chores were declared holy. Hashem said, kadosh li kol b'chor. Why? Because I killed their b'chores, and our b'chores I left alive and holy. Sheze ikar bechinas tefillin. That's what tefillin is all about. Bechinas kadosh li kol b'chor. That's the first parsha in the tefillin, right? Ki b'chor hu reishis. Bechinas das. Because remember again, b'chor represents seichel, the brain, roish, the roish. Bechinas reishis das. Vayidei shehiko Hashem Yisborach b'chor ha-Mitzrayim. Hichnia hadas de sitrachra. And by Hashem striking out against the firstborn of the Egyptians, he weakened, he destroyed the das of the Sitrachra. The Bechorei Mitzrayim represent the das of the other side, secular wisdoms, the wisdoms that are not good. Bechinas Ge'ar Chayas Kona, that Hashem expressed his anger at the wild animal of the swamps, Esav. Chayas Kona ze Bechinas Esav, Chazir Hayar, Kemoisham Razal, as the Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah. Shehu b'chinas b'choyer de sitra achra. Esav is the firstborn of the sitra achra. And now, so hold on a second. What are you mixing in Esav and Mitzrayim? Ki soroi shel Esav hoyosaroi shel Mitzrayim kemuva. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the sar shel Esav at one point was demoted. He was lowered. And he was made the sar shel Mitzrayim. So those are one and the same. Esav and Mitzrayim go together. V'alkein hishtadel Yaakov likach habechoyrim Esav. And it's for this reason that Yaakov Avinu tried so hard to take the bechoyrim from Esav, kedei lahachnia hadas the sitra achra, to thereby weaken the das of the other side. Shu b'chinas bechoyrim, b'chinas reishis das anal. Validei shehiko Hashem kol bechoyrim Mitzrayim. And by Hashem wiping out all the firstborn of Egypt, v'hichnia hadas the sitra achra, and Hashem really lowered, brought about the downfall of hadas the sitra achra, v'azayin is gaber hadas the kedusha, that elevated the holy das, b'chinas b'choyri Yisroel, the b'choyri of the Jewish people. It's brought that the word Yisroel is the letters li roish. We know that Yaakov is miloshen ekev, the heel of the foot, the heel of the foot. Yisroel is li roish. Yisroel refers to sechel, moichen, das. Vazai neskayim ga'ar chayas kona. And when Hashem wiped out the b'chorim of Mitzrayim, that's when he really gave it to Esav. That's when he really wiped out the das of the sitra achra. Vazai yotzu Yisrael mechometz lamatza. And by Yetzias Mitzrayim is when the Jews left chometz and went to matzah. Remember, we learned earlier that chometz is chimutz hamoyach. Chometz is when the brain is spoiled with junk, with bad things that are put into it. And matzah represents moichen digdusha, sechel digdusha. Bechinas kone ches teshaber, as we said, you break the leg of the ches and make it into a hay. Ga'ar chayas kone, as we learned in the previous year. Veze bechinas, and this is why the Torah says, as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'lo yeiro elcha chometz, there will not be any chometz in your possession. Meaning, Hanemar beparshas kadosh li kol b'chor. That statement is written in kadosh li kol b'chor. Shehu parsha rishoina shebetfilin, which is the ze bechinas gor chayas kona. This is the concept of getting rid of the chayas kona, getting rid of the esav, getting rid of the ches, taking the ches and breaking its kona, making it into a hay. Hay is das of kedusha. Shezeh b'chinas harigas b'choyrim Mitzrayim. This is the concept of Hashem killing the firstborn of Egypt. Shein b'chinas b'choyr de sitra achra. B'chinas Esav. V'azai niskatshu b'choyr Yisrael. And that's when the firstborn of the Jewish people were sanctified. Kadesh li kol b'chor. B'chinas hadas digdusha. The b'choyr is the das. Shezeh b'chinas kadesh lo b'chor. B'chinas tefillin. V'chol zehoyo b'chatzois halayla. When did all of this happen? Why does the Torah write that? Person stops to think. Why are those words in the Torah? What? Person who learns Torah just with halacha, just with Gemara. Why does it say b'chatzos laila? What does that have anything to do with Judaism? What does it have anything to do with Hebrew law? The answer is it has. It's much higher than Hebrew law. This is teaching us the whole secret of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the secret of how one escapes the Tumah and enters into the Kedusha, how one defeats the Bechor of the Sitra Achra. How? Chatzos Laila. There's this secret. Kama Shekos Hashem, as the Pasuk says there, Kachatzos Laila Ani Yoytzei B'toich Mitzrayim. That was Hashem's first words when he spoke about finalizing the downfall of Egypt. His opening statement is Kachatzos Laila, Umeis Kol Bechor Ber Mitzrayim, and all the first ones of Mitzrayim are going to die. Ki Iker Bechinas Tefillin Nasa Yidei Bechinas Chatzos Chanal, because the main effectiveness of Tefillin is generated through Chatzos. We have the thunder, we have all the rooster crowing here. We're teaching about this, so Hashem is giving us all the special effects, all the sound. Here again, for those who aren't privileged to get up chatzos, we ignore that. The answer is, number one, Rabbeinu Zal put incredible emphasis on rotzon, that the most important thing that a Jew can give Hashem is his desire, his heart. when the Mishkan was built, what was it built with? It says, Kol Nediv Lev Yevi'eho Es Trumas Hashem. Each person who has a desire to contribute in his heart should bring the truma. That's one of the highest levels of Kiddush is when a person says, Hashem, I want, even if I can't do it, even if I didn't do it today, even if I'm not sure, but I want this. I've learned about this. I hear it's special. I'm not going to make believe it's not in the Torah like some people do. They just cross it out or they ignore it. I see it is there. He's got all the proofs. There's no getting out of this. Nobody can say this isn't written for me. There are some people who say that after the Baal Shem Tov, there was some tzaddikim who said that the clock in heaven changed, that it used to be that you have to get up chatzos, this, that. That's good for Purim. That's good for, but in the real deal, in the Zohar, the Arizal didn't know about that. The Zohar Kodesh didn't know about that. Rabbeinu Zal, Rab Nosson Zal, they're giving us all the sources to make it perfectly clear that it's not that way. That this is the ultimate, this is one of the highest levels. And again, if a person can't do it, at least to be Zohar, to want to be attached to tzaddikim who do this. Those tzaddikim who are Zohar, to be aware of this, and to try to live this elite, this incredible high level. Once again, the Baal HaTanya writes in his Shulchan Aruch, he writes about this, and he says, and if a person can't do it every day, doesn't mean they can't do it once a week, doesn't mean they can't do it once a month, but to cut it out, to ignore it, person's ignoring one of the most important parts of Yiddishkeit. From what we see here, this is what closed the deal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the downfall of Egypt, this is what did it. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, paragraph Gimel, Ki tefillin hein b'chinas koil hanal shehu yoytze migvurois, mibchinas yira. We spoke about the koil, that sound of the thunder that comes forth from gvura, which, and gvura is synonymous with yira. We said Gvura's Bigimatria Yira. Vize Bechinas HaKoil Koil Yaakov. When the Torah speaks about Yaakov Avinu, it says HaKoil Koil Yaakov. Ki Yaakov Hu Bechinas Tfilin Kemuva. Because the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that Yaakov, who is called Emes, Titein Emes Li Yaakov, and Yaakov, who is Tiferes, that is Tfilin. We're going to see more about this, not right now, in the next Halachas. In Halacha Hey, I believe he's going to make reference to it and clarify it more. But for now, we can take the word of the Zohar HaKodesh, the Arizal, that tefillin is Bechinas Yaakov, which is koil, HaKoil Koil Yaakov. Again, that koil of the Ramim. Ki Yaakov kolul mechasodim ugvurois. And we know the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was a combination of chesed and gvura. Avram Avinu is chesed, Yitzchok is gvura, Yaakov Avinu is the combination. Veze bechinas koil hanal, that's this koil shehu yoytzei megvurois, it comes forth from gvura, v'tzorech l'shatev hagvurois b'chasodim kanal. However, Rabbeinu Zal writes there on Likutei Moharan that you have to make sure to combine chesed with the gvura. Veze bechinas koil Yaakov. This is why the koil, even though it's coming from Gvura, it's called Koil Yaakov. Shehu Zera Yitzchok. He is the offspring of Yitzchok, which is Pachad Yitzchok Gvura, but yet Yaakov Shehu Kolul Mechasodim Ugvura is Kiyadua. Yaakov Avinu is the combination of both. It's brought that one of the names of Yaakov Avinu is Yisroel. Yisroel. Yisroel is Shir Kale. Shir is the Levim, the Levi is Gvura, and Kale is Chesed. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed Kale Kol Ayoim, showing that Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Yisroel Asher Becho Espoer. Yisroel in whom I take pride. Espoer is Tiferes, which is the combination of Chesed and Gvura. So we see that Yaakov Avinu, who is Koel, who is Tfilin, is this combination of chesed and gvura. Like Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moharan, that in order to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish, you need the combination of both. V'yalkein b'tchilo manichin tfilo shel yad v'yachakach shel rosh. And this is why first we put on the shel yad and the shel rosh. Tfilo shel yad manichin b'zroya smoil. the tefillin shel yad is worn on the left hand, which is gvura. Shehu b'chinas gvurais. Shemisham yoytzei ha-koil. That's where the koil comes forth from. B'chinas ra'am gvuroisov. V'hai kolo aro b'ibe mitra. And this koil strikes the rain clouds. Sheze ikra b'chinas tefillin. That's the main part of the tefillin shel roish. B'chinas moichin, the brain. B'chinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likutim on this pasuk, be'er mayim chayim v'noizlim in Levonoin, that there is this well of living waters which comes forth from Lebanon. The Zohar HaKadosh says that refers to libuna demoicha, from the waters, the droplets that come from the white matter of the brain. Sheze ikar b'chinas tefillin kiyadua. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that's what the tefillin is really all about. The tefillin is moichin. It's a very high level of moichin, seichel das. When a person puts on tefillin, he's turning on the brain, really turning on the brain. V'alkein nizkar v'lo yirelech chametz b'tefillin. This is why we have that sentence, no chametz, beware of chametz. Ze b'chinas gor achayas kona, because Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran that you can't have a good brain unless you get rid of the junk. There's no, this is a rule throughout the Kiddusha. We have this everywhere. We mentioned it, I believe, once recently. We're going to have Chanukah soon. Chanukah, we celebrate two miracles. Everybody knows about the menorah. The Chanukah lights were, and every day we're increasing the light. The first day, one candle, second day. So Chanukah is all about moichin, increasing the light. But before you can even turn on the light, you have to wipe out Yavon. You have to do battle against Yavon. Yavon is the Chochmas Chitzonius. You have to clean out the garbage. You have to get rid of the junk. That same thing here with the brain. You want to be zeicha to moichin tefillin? Part of that involves v'lo yiroel chachometz. Make sure there's no chametz in there. Make sure you took out. You got rid of any junk that you might have put into there earlier that you have. Shezeh b'chinas ge'ar chayas kona. As the pasuk says, you know, chase away the animal of the swamp. Shezeh b'chinas tikon ha-moichin. That's all part, again, the ches. The ches, the chius, ches is chius, chochma, like Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Aleph, and taking the ches, which in this case represents chometz, and breaking the kone, turning it into a hay, which is converting from chometz to matzah. Shezei ker b'chinas tefillin. Fize b'chinas dalid parshias shebet tefillin. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, now I'll tell you, by the way, why there are four parshias in the tefillin. Seem one parsha of Torah is enough. Why four? Kitzorech lesakein hamoyach b'chinas ibe mitra. Because we're trying to perfect the brain, these rain clouds. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, gam tzorech lishmores hayira. You have to guard your yira to avoid yiras chitzonius. Umoicha chachma. And also the moyach, which is chachma. V'yira Hudovar Hamosur Lalev, Kemuva Bamakamacher. And we know Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the first chapter of the Likutei Moran in the second half, the Gemara says that in many places in the Chumash, you find that right after Hashem mentions a particular mitzvah, he says, make sure you do this mitzvah and be afraid of Hashem, V'yoreisa Malikecha. So the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara always there. Why is he saying that? Why is he saying it by these particular mitzvahs? And the Gemara says, because these are mitzvahs which people don't see if you're doing it or not, or if you're doing it right or not, they can't tell. So therefore, dovar hamoser lelev, nemar boi v'yoreisa malikecha. Those things which are in the heart, which people can see, there especially the Torah warns, v'yoreisa, be afraid of Hashem. So we see that yira goes together with the heart, that the union of yira is connected to the heart. Ubina liba, and we know that bina is the heart. Ulevava yovin v'shavra, many psukim that connect bina in the heart. Umisham yoytzei hakoil, and it's from there that the koil comes forth. The tefillah of a person, where does it originate from? It originates from the heart. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem, pouring out your heart to Hashem. From there comes forth the koil, which we said is a combination of chesed and gvura. We said that koil comes from gvura, from fire. There's a pasuk, Cham libi bekirbi, behagigi tivareish, dibarti belishoni. My heart gets fired up inside of me. Bahagigi, when I'm thinking the right thoughts. Tivareish, a fire is burning inside there. Dibarti belishoni, and I give it forth in my words. The fire comes out of my words. So we see that dibur koil is fire. And we mention again, Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem, I can't do this anymore. Nichar groini, my throat is parched. My throat is dry. We need the lachluche. We need that wetness. We need the mayim for the dibur also. So we see that koil is the combination of esh and mayim, chasodim and gvurois. Kitzorech l'shatev ha'gvurois b'chasodim, because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moharan that in order for all of this to work, you must combine chesed with the gvura. We're talking about thunder, gvura, getting rid of the chametz, everything. You have to have chesed in there also, as he explains over there. V'zeh b'chinas dalet parshiyah shebetfilin. This is the concept of the four parshiyahs in the tefillin. Shehim b'chinas chachma, ubina, chesed, ugvura. It's touching these four buttons, as he just showed us here. The moyach, which is the chachma, the heart, which is the bina, and the koil, which is the combination of the chesed and gvura. So we're trying to tap into four of the midos of Hashem. We need four parshiyos in the tefillin. Paragraph Dalid. Ve'ikar, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, the most important thing is lishmor moichoy mechometz, for a Jew to guard his brain from becoming spoiled, soured, from chimutz, from machshavos rois, machshavos zorois, from chochmois chitzoinios. All of that is referred to as this chimutz hamoyah, chimutz halev. Bechinas ge'ar chayas kone, to get angry at, to chase away the chayas kone, the wild animal of the swamp, esav, the bechoyer of the sitrachra, the wrong chochmas we mentioned, right? Ligoyer b'machshavos rois. A Jew has to do battle against the bad thoughts. Velasis merivo imoim, to fight, to make a fight with them, legorshim, to chase them away. Shelo yiskarvu lamashkan adikdusha, so that they shouldn't be able to come close to the Mishkan, the holy Mishkan, and be able to draw from it, to draw from the person's brain. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, v'tzorich lahamin shekol hamarivo shebein hatzadikim hashleimim, that any machlokis that you see between real, real great tzaddikim. Note, Rav Nosson says, he could have said tzaddikim. That wasn't enough here. He wrote tzaddikim hashleimim, that we're not talking about when A and B fight. Not every A and B is tzaddikim hashleimim. He's talking about when you see mamish among tzaddikim and hashleimim, Hillel and Shammai, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. We see stories in the Torah of major, major tzaddikim, you know, in conflict. That's a message for you. That's telling you to get your act together, that your brain is messed up. That's why you're witnessing this. That's why you're seeing this. This is a form of reprimand, telling the person that is tipe hamoyach, the droplets of his seichel have been messed up. And if your brain were not messed up, you wouldn't be hearing that. You wouldn't be hearing about the machloikis among the tzaddikim. Ve'ein hamariva ela bishvilcho. That machloikis is only for you. Kedei shetoshuv mimoves lechayim, mechometz lamatzah. So that you will do tshuva. You will run away from death, from the sitrachra, to life. You'll run away from chametz to matzah. V'sehu, and this is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there, oizen shoymas toichachas chayim, an ear that hears reprimand. What kind of reprimand? Reprimand of life. Reprimand telling you, hey, start living. Get out of the death. Get out of your sitrachra. Bekerev chachomim tolin. When you hear among the chachomim, tluna, machlokis. You hear machlokes among them? That's a toichocha for you to fix up your chayim. Kanal b'maimonah, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Heim Likutei Moharan. V'ze ikar b'chinas tefillin, sheheim tikkun hamoyach, lizkois l'chayim al yidei mitzvas tefillin. Rav Nosson Zal says this is what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is all about fixing up the brain to be zeichet to chayim. Where do we see it? It's a beferish gemara. Kama yishomer Zal, like the gemara says in Menachos, daf mem dalid, hameiniach tefillin zeichet lechayim. A person who puts on tefillin is zeichet to live. What do you mean? The guys who are not wearing tefillin are zombie? They're walking in their death? The answer is chayim of kedusha. Real chayim. We're talking about chochma digdusha, the opposite of sitra demoisa. Shenemar, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Hashem aleihem yichyu. That when they have the name of Hashem upon you, you are living. So we see that tefillin is chayim. Tefillin is this toichachas chayim. When a person puts on tefillin, it's waking up his brain to say, hey, clean out the junk, get rid of the junk, to be zechetav a moyach, that when that sound strikes, it makes a boom, and it smooths out the crookedness in the heart, and it does all the things it needs to accomplish. Ki tefillin hein bechinas tikun hamoichin. Tefillin is the correction, the rectification and perfection of the brain. Lizkois leida ulahamin ki elu veelu divrei elokim chayim. For the person to be zeichet to realize and believe that when two real big tzaddikim are in a machlokes, they're both right. They're both speaking the words of Hashem. Elu, this one, vo'elu, and that one, divrei elokim chayim. The first letters of divrei elokim chayim spell the word echod. That what looks to you like two, what looks to you like two different things, you don't know that it's really one. Shammai and Hillel were really one. One was addressing the Midas HaGvura, one was addressing Chesed, but they're all part of Hashem Echad. It's all literally one, you know. Hainu levli lishmoya klal hamarivois v'machloikis sheyesh bein hatzadikim amitiyin. For a person not to listen to, not to accept, not to take it the wrong way when he sees machlokes among tzaddikim amitiim, ki ma'aminim, because we believe be'emuna shleima, ki elu vo'elu divrei elokim chayim, that both of them are the words of the living Hashem. Again, chayim, chochma digdusha. Afal pi she'yef she'lohoven zois besichleinu, even though we don't understand it right now with our seichel. Today there are many sforim, we have this in Likut Imran in many places, where Rabbeinu Zal will quote a machlokes in the Gemara, and they'll say, let me show you how they're both really saying the same thing. Let me show you how they're both on the same thing. It's just this one was saying it this way, that one, that one. This one was referring to these people. You have the famous machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and Rabbi Shmuel, I think. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said, Jews, what are Jews? Jews don't go to work. Jews learn. Jews learn Torah. If you're going to work, when are you going to learn? Where's your Torah going to? It's impossible. And Rabbi Shmuel said, "Toiv Torah im derech eretz sheki ashnei amashkach asovain. Torah and work, then you'll avoid sin. You'll be matzliach everything." So the Gemara says, many did like Rabbi Shimon and did not succeed. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel and succeeded. You mean Rabbi Shimon? The whole definition in Torah of a chacham is a person who sees ahead, not who sees in front of him. He sees what's ahead. Rabbi Shimon didn't see that there are many people who are going to do this and it won't work? Elamai, the answer is, Rabbi Shimon wasn't addressing the many. We study Rabbi Shimon's life. We saw he didn't have a yeshiva of 24. Rabbi Shimon taught the elite. He had commandos, sayeret. He had the ones who were capable of toirosam and munosam, that they were able to them, he said, you guys better know that the work stuff is not for you. In order for you to achieve what you need to achieve in Torah, you got to be totally dedicated. But for the tzib, for the rabbim, for the masses, of course, obviously, they can't, most people don't have a brain like that. They're not capable sitting 18 hours then. And if you put them into that situation, it won't work. So for the majority of people, they need the Torah im derech eretz. They have to be koiveya ita. They need to know how special the Torah is, how important it is, that the reason I'm living is not to eat, is not to buy a car. I'm not living so I'll be able to get a good car. That's called making a living. Imagine I use the word living about that. That ain't living. That's existing. To exist, you have to eat. Living, chayim, is Torah, chochma, religion. Religion is chayim. Divrei elokim chayim. The other thing is to exist. The body has to exist in order to exist. Have to put in delic, have to put gas in the car, have to do different things. Because when we learn the Gemara, we see this one says Asur, this one says Mutter. And other arguments where it seems obvious that they disagree. Can't be the same, right? Despite that, ma'aminim, we believe be'emunah shleimah, ki be'emes, that the truth is elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that they're both speaking the word of Hashem. And again, note this remez, that divrei Elokim chayim is echod, that the two are one, the two are really one. V'zeh b'chinas tefillin, shehim sechel govoya mo'oid mo'oid. And this is what the tefillin is about. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that tefillin represents a very high level of seichel, b'chinas makifin. Tefillin corresponds to that seichel which you haven't brought into your brain yet. It's surrounding, it's a halo, it's circling the brain. You can't understand it. Shezeh b'chinas ha-seichel shel ha-machloikes digdusha sheyesh bein tzadikei emes. This is talking about that level of seichel on which they're operating. The machloikis between tzadikim amitiim is b'chinas makifin. Shehu b'chinas elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. She'efsher lahasig zeh seichel. Most of us today can't understand that. We can't make sense out of it. So don't put it out of your head. You have to look at both of them as being great tzadikim. I know they're great sin. They're both plugged into Hashem Echad. How? I don't know. It's not my problem. V'zeh b'chinas shin shel gimel roshin, shin shel dalet roshin. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain something a little bit deep. The two shins in the tefillin shel rosh, the three heads and the four heads. Zeh b'chinas shekul echad ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. That's what's giving us, that's what's broadcasting this message. That when you see differences, when you see division among tzaddikim, it's really all one. Kishin shel dalid roshim, because the shin with the foreheads, ze bechinas shehachasodim ugvurois heim nischalkim l'shnei moichin. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the moichin, part of the moichin, the das, sometimes appears as das, and sometimes appears as chesed and gvura. The combination, the achdus of chesed and gvura is really das. So Rav Nosson Zal says that the shin of three, these two shins, the shin of Dalid Roshim is showing us that the Chasodim and Gvurois are divided into two vessels, Chesed and Gvura. The shin shel Gimel Roshim, whereas the shin of three heads, Zebchinas Shehachasodim Ugvurois Heinim Nichlolim Yachad V'nasa Mehem Das. That's showing us the situation where the Chesed and Gvura have merged together to form Das. Just like we see in the Chumash. Vayeda Odom Eschavo Ishtoi. Vayeda Das is the union of Ish and Isha. It says, Vahoyu Lebosor Echod. That when a husband and wife, they become one. They become one. It's not Goldstein and Berger. She becomes Mrs. Goldstein. She was Berger, but she becomes Mrs. Goldstein. They become one. So on one hand, it looks like two. It looks like two, but it's really one. Person before he gets married is called plag. He's a half. He's a plaguf. He gets married. It's nefesh echod. V'hoyu lebosar echon. So Rav Nosson Zal says this is the message in the two shins. The shin with three heads is chochma bina das. The shin with four heads is chochma bina chesed gvura. And we're being shown that they're really the same thing. This is a shin and this is a shin. This is the moichin, it's mamish the same thing. Bechinas moyach echod. V'chol hamachloikes, heine bechinas chasodem ugvurois kiyadua. All types of difference, all differences are basically plugged into, they originate from these two, chesed and gvura. As is known, nimtza shebet filin. Alidei hashin shel gimel roshin v'shin shel dalid roshin onu royim shekul echad. By looking at these two shins, this is a shin and this is a shin, so they're the same thing, right? Yeah, this one has three. This one has three. This one has four, but they're really one. They're really the same thing. Ki hachasodim ugvurois shemeschalken l'shnei moichin shezeh b'chin hashin shel dalid roshin kanal Hein be'emes moyach echod. Because the shin of foreheads, which is showing the chesed gvura as separate, they're really one. They are really one. Sheze b'china shin shel gimel roshin, as we see in the shin of three heads. Rak she'yef shel ahasig zois. It's just that now in the physical world, with our limitations today, many of us can't understand that. We can't see how all the machloikas, how Rebbe Eliezer says, they're really one. Kishin shel dalid roshin hu bebechinas makifin koidim shenichnosin hamoichin lifnim kemuva biksovim. Because the Arizal tells us that that shin shel dalid roshin represents the makifin, meaning that represents this seichel which we can't understand today. Today we can't understand fully how the two is really one. Hainu, shezeh hamoyach vahadas shel bechinas machloikis digdusha, this das of machloikis, shezeh bechinas shin shel dalid roshin, which is the shin of the foreheads, where there's a division, machloikis means division, where they are divided, the chesed and gvura are divided, hu bechinas makifin. That today is in the status of makifin. It's something we can't understand. Ki yefshe lahasig zehadas. We cannot understand that completely today, how the two, what appears as two opposites, is really one and the same. Ki hu darkei Hashem. This is the drochem of Hashem, which we can't fathom. K'ma shekosev Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achar. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas ramim. And this is the concept of thunder, the chulu, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Likutei Moran Nunvav, where he speaks about thunder also. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Nunvav. V'hat tzadikim hagedoylim hu'amitiyim tzrichim lehishtamesh imze hadas hagovoy amoid. The true great tzadikim have to use this high-level das, this das of machloikis, Shei b'chinas machloikis digdusha, the holy machloikis, b'shvil legareish sitron achronin, in order to chase away those who need to be chased away, those who are going to see that conflict and say, I ain't getting involved. I don't want any conflict. I don't get involved in religion. Religion is all about fight. They're all arguing. Open up any Mishnah. He says black, he says white. He says blue, he says gray. It's all machloikis. K'ma shekosov Rabbeinu b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah, hey, kedei lekare, in order to chase, so why do we have to chase away the sitron acharonim? Kedei lekarev horechoikim ma'oid ma'oid, in order to be able to bring close those who are very, very far, shepogmu betipe amoyach shalehem, who have been poigim in their tipe amoyach, she'alehem ne'mar, about whom it says, Kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasig orches chayim. All those that enter into the study of philosophy or these chochmos chitzonius, it says it's a one-way ticket. Those people will never come back. They can't, no return ticket. No ability to come back. V'lo yasig orches chayim. They will not achieve the path of life. Ki pogmu b'tipi amoyach, shubchinas chayim. Because they messed up their brain, which is called chayim. And therefore, it's very difficult for them to be able to return to this Orches Chaim, to the path of life. Aval Hashem Yisporach Molei Rachamim. However, Hashem is full of kindness. V'choyshev machshovois l'val yidach mimenu nidach. And Hashem is always thinking all kinds of thoughts and trying to work out all kinds of ways that no Jew be left behind. Nobody should be rejected. Nobody should be left out. And therefore he sends us incredibly great, awesome tzaddikim, and through the very high level das of makifin, of machloikis of kedusha, shubchinas makifin, which is makifin, aydeze daika, he mesaknen umachzirin betshuva afilu elu harechoikim shepogmu betipe amoyach. That's what makes it possible for them to fix and bring back those people who are very, very far. Kimavur beferish b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there beferish, where he says ve'ein hamariva ela b'shvilcha. This whole machloikis is for you. Kedei she'toshuv mimoves l'chaim, so that you should return. So hold on a second. What's going on here? There's two messages being given out here. There's one message, we said that this machlokes is to chase away the sitra achra, and number two, it's to bring close those who can be brought close. How does this work? Ki l'chayra, heim yecholim l'srachek al yedei zeh. Because logically, if you want to be honest, these people, though very far from Hashem, could see this machlokes and say, bye guy, I'm out, I'm going further away. Al yidei machlokes shebein tzadikim, by witnessing the machlokes among the tzadikim. Ki ein yoidim eich l'skarev. Because when they see that kind of situation, then how am I supposed to come close? Rav Nosson Zal writes about his own father-in-law, who was a great tzaddik. Rav Nosson Zal says, until he met Rabbeinu Zal, he couldn't figure out in what ways Moshe Rabbeinu was more religious than his father-in-law. He saw the avodos of his father-in-law, his Torah day and night, his mesiras nefesh, everything. He couldn't picture what... And his father-in-law once decided to check out the Hasidim. And he went to one group, and he heard the Talmidim of this Rebbe making fun of and speaking against another rabbi. So he said, whoa, this isn't the place for me. He said, you know what? I'm going to go check out that other rabbi, the one they spoke about. Look, he went to that rabbi and he heard his Talmidim speaking against the previous one. So he said, you know what? They're both right. I say they're both right. And this whole thing is a bunch of, I'm out. And as a result of that, he made a decision to keep far away, to keep his distance from the Hasidim, and to lecture his family on a daily basis about avoiding these people. Stay far away. So Rav Nosson Zal says, that's one of the responses that a person can respond when they see this kind of scenario. Because the people don't know, if that's the case, how are you supposed to come close to Hashem if this one's saying this and this one's saying that? The koshalehem kushyos al yedei machlokes. And as a result of the machlokes, they have all kinds of questions. Nimtza, sheyecholin chas v'shalom lehisrachek yoiser al yedei machlokes. So therefore, if you want to follow this kind of logic, these people could use this as an excuse to further the distance between them and the religious people. Avol be'emes ha-machloikes digdusha zedaiko tikunam. However, when the machloikes is among true tzaddikim, mamish true tzaddikim, where it's machloikes of kedusha, then that's the tikun for these people. Because these people deserve to be pushed out. Because there's a pasuk that says about them, those people who fill their heads with chochmas chitzonius and all this kind of stuff, the pasuk says, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun, that those who enter into there, don't come back. You went there, don't come back. Avol tekev kishemargishin zois. But as soon as they feel that, and they see and they realize that they're being pushed out, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, and certainly if your brain were not messed up, you wouldn't be hearing those sounds. You wouldn't be hearing the merivos. Take a look at Yisroi. The Torah says, Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi heard and he came running. What did he hear? The Gemara says he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Samolik. So he heard the sound of music. He heard the real sound. He heard a sound that's Makarev, because he was supposed to be brought close. And those people who hear these sounds of war, these sounds of battle, these sounds of Machlokes, they're hearing it because they deserve to be pushed away. And if you hadn't messed up your moich, you wouldn't be hearing these marivos. Ve'ein ha-mariva ela bishvilcha. This whole machlokes is for you. U'bozeh mashmien oitzcha toichocha. This is Hashem's way of reprimanding you. Al shepogamta betibe moichacha. Telling you that you have messed up your tipe amoyach. Shal zeh nemar kol bo'eho lo yeshuv. And about which it says, keep out. Those who enter into there, don't come out. Don't come back. They're unwelcome. Ayin Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, Nimtza, so we see, Shebozeh b'yismoi mashmien oischa toichocha, that this machloikis, that these tzaddikim are carrying on, is a form of reprimand. It's a form of reprimand. It's blasting out a message for those people who need to hear this message. Because this is their tikkun. This is the tikkun for those people. What? Kisheroyin biatzman. When they see about themselves, shenishma loozneim hamachloikas shebein atzdik mashleimim, that they are hearing this machloikas among the perfect, among the great tzaddikim, va'azai heimevinim shemrach kamois meikdusha, and then they realize that hey, this is not how you make a person feel welcome. When sometimes you have a guest come into your house, and the minute the guest walks in, two of the kids start slugging it out, and the parent looks at the kids. What are you doing? I just brought my friend over. You want him to run out? You want him to leave? When you want to invite somebody, you want to make it feel inviting. How do you make a place feel inviting? Come on inside. It's nice and quiet here. It's peaceful here and everything. Va'azai, and these people realize that they're being pushed away. Va'azai he maschilim l'rachim al atzmon. And then they start having pity on themselves. Umistaklim biatzman, and they look inside themselves, heichon heim boilam, where they are in the world. They look in the mirror and say, hey, where am I? Imagine where I've fallen to, that this is the message I'm being shown. Here I went into a synagogue, I traveled 600 miles to come and see what religious people are like, and I come in and I see a neon sign, unwelcome. What is that? You know, they're telling me something. They're telling me, shepogmu kol kach, that I've messed up so terribly, at shemarchikanoisan, that to the point where we're being pushed away. Va'azai ha'hisrachkus hu tachles iskarvus. And if the person reads it the right way, if a person reads the writing on the wall and he interprets it the right way, then that machloikis, that hisrachkus, causes him to really come close. Because the real truth is, ein shum dovor sheyamoy b'fnei atshuva, that there is nothing, there is no wall that Hashem can put, that anybody can put up, that can block tshuva, that can block the path from somebody doing tshuva. V'af al pi shekosuv kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun, even though it says beferish in the Torah that those that enter into there can't come back, lo yeshuvun. And the Zohar HaKadosh says about certain sins, that when a person messes up the droplets, the seed, when a person wastes seed, tshuva doesn't help. Rab Nosson Zal says the real truth is that tshuva does help. As is brought in all the Sforim that have the greatest respect for the Torah and the Zohar HaKadosh, as I heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, I heard him say this. So then one second, then why does it say that? The answer is, Rak machma shepogam kol kach, because this person has messed up so terribly, alkein hu tzorech lehisnasois, therefore the person has to be tested, ulehitstareif, he has to be really, really checked out, really punched around and beaten up and everything. Velamoid benisoyon hazeh shel hisrachkus hazois. And he has to be able to withstand this test, this rejection. We have people sometimes who are not religious, not observant, and this comes in 36 flavors. And they come in, they're going to check out the religious people. And they come into a religious neighborhood, and they see things that we feel bad that they see. They see trash on the floor. They see all kinds of you are unwelcome here. They see those signs. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal is telling us, that it's not stam. This is not, in other words, the people who throw trash on the floor are making a mistake. They're wrong. You're living in Yerushalayim. You're living in a place like, you got to be nuts in the head. You got to be blind to forget where you are. You're in front of Hashem's face. You drop a wrapper on the floor. What are you, nuts? In Hashem's living room? But on the other hand, this is all part of the master plan. This is one of the tests for those people who come from the outside. They're coming from places of worst filth. They're coming from places where people are machal Shabbos. They spit in Hashem's fair on Shabbos, on Hashem's holy day, holiday. They're busy in the beat. They're doing all kinds of crazy things and other sins and everything. So they don't realize that if this is that, I'm even dirtier. This is a mirror. This is a mirror. I'm seeing myself, the garbage on the floor. That's me. If this is what Hashem is showing me, here I came with sincerity. I want to come close. This is what I'm being shown. Hey, this is a message for me that I have garbage that I have to clean up. Meaning that the person should be rejected and pushed away with every kind of hisrachkus. Not one flavor, 36 flavors of hisrachkus. This thing turning them off and that thing turning them off, all kinds of things. Dahainu shekoisven alav, they write about him, she'ein moyel tshuva. That for you, tshuva doesn't help. Just like Acher heard a baskoil. Shuvu shayvonim shayvovim, shuvu bonim shayvovim, chutz me'acher. Everybody come back except Acher. U'keshehu pesi v'sochol. And if the guy's a fool, ve'enoi marachim al atzmoi, and he doesn't care about himself, he doesn't take pity on himself, shaloi la'abei desoy lomoy chas shom, to destroy his future totally, to destroy. Azai moitzei p'tur li atzmoi, then, now he has an excuse. Now he has a legitimate reason lehisrachik min atshuva, to walk away from tshuva. Me'achar shekvar nichtav olav shein moyel tshuva. Look, it says in the Torah that tshuva doesn't help for what I did. Have a nice day. I'm back to the mud. Avol mi shechoyshev be'emes al atachle shaloi. Whereas a person who really cares about his future, person who really cares about what's going to be with me, and he really has pity on himself. He knows that even though in his neighborhood it's clean and everything, but he knows he's sick. He knows the people have maybe a deeper sickness. Maybe you don't see it in trash on the floor because they hide the trash. The trash is in their hearts and in their brains. Which is worse, the trash on the floor and a clean brain and a pure heart, or beautiful, spanking clean neighborhoods, but the people's brains and hearts are filled with 36 flavors of trash, every kind of trash you could imagine. Azai afal pi sheroya kol minei yisrachu sheboilam. Because then, even though the person sees every kind of message that's pushing him away, v'afal pi shekosav olav shein moye lo tshuva, and even though he sees the Torah says, I'm out, that tshuva doesn't help for me, afal pi kein ein mistakel al ze klal. He ignores it completely. He doesn't look at that at all whatsoever. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yeshloi rachmonis yoyser al atzmoi. They're filthy, I'm filthier. Even though I'm wearing the three-piece suit and my shoes were just pop, I know what's going on inside of me. I see that that's smelly and filthy, but I know the truth. I know that I also have filth, and maybe my filth is worse than their filth. Kiafal pike in ma'yir besoifai, because after all of this, what's going to be with me? What's going to be when I hit the grave? What then? Umaya saliyim pekuda. What am I going to do on the day of reckoning? Umi she'enoi roitze lahatoi sesatzmai. And therefore, a person who doesn't want to fool himself, shaloi la'abei desoilomoi chasasham, and not forfeit his olam haba and his olam hazeh, kol ma she'moitze v'roi she'marachkanoi sayoyser, the more he sees he's being pushed away more, the more rejection he sees, humarachem al atzmo yoser, he cries harder. He feels even more pity on himself. V'tzoyek el Hashem yoser v'yoser me'um kadalibo, and he screams, he cries out to Hashem from the depths of his heart, ad yashkif v'yera Hashem yishamayim, until Hashem will look and see him and take pity on him, and change the rules, do whatever, amnesty. We know there's laws from today till tomorrow. When the guy in charge wants, he takes the whole thing and puts it in the toilet and says, all right, come back inside now. The teacher threw the kid out and said, you can't come back. And if the kid goes to the park and plays basketball, then he's out, he's really out. But if the kid stands there by the door and every 5 minutes he knocks, can I please come back in? I'm really sorry. The teacher sees that. There's no way in the world to stand up. There's no way in the world to keep a door locked for that. Ki be'emes Hashem chofetz chesed hu. Because the reality is, the Torah says, Hashem is chofetz chesed. Hashem wants to do only kindness. Ve'ein shum dovor sheyamoy b'fnei tshuva. And there doesn't exist anything that can stand in the way of tshuva. Ukol mashmatzinu kvar bekama v'kama rishoyim gedolim. As we find already in the past, many very great rishoyim shepogmu b'tipi amoyach, who messed up in this area also, tipi amoyach, znus, every 36 flavors of znus. The kofru beaker, and they denied Hashem totally. V'afal pikein niskablu b'tshuva. And the Gemara says that they were accepted back. V'azai kishezich l'amoyt b'nisoyin hazeh. And when this person is zeichet to withstand this test, v'shov b'tshuva shlema, and the person does a real complete tshuva, afal pishen nidmalo shemarachikin ha'isaganal, even though it seems to him that they're pushing him away, azai Hashem yisporach marachim alav, then Hashem takes pity on the person, v'niskarev al yedei zeh daika, and this becomes his medallion, this becomes his flectory, al yedei she'omad b'nisoyin hazeh shel yisrachkus kanal, the fact that he passed the test. Rabbeinu Zal writes that the word menias means obstacles. The obstacles that are put to block, to keep people out. One wall and another wall and another wall, those are menias. To be monea, to withhold from the person what he's trying to get to, right? Rabbeinu Zal said that when a person overcomes the menias, they become ne'imus. Ne'imus is sweetness. The more obstacles, the more rejection the person had, the higher a level of ne'imus, the higher level of sweetness of Torah and closeness to Hashem that the person will be zeichet to. That's his ticket. His ticket is that he got beaten up 50 times. That shows that he made it. V'hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well. V'zeo bi'atzmoi, b'chinas machloikes digdusha sheyesh bin atzadik mamitiyim. This is the real story behind the machlokes among the true tzaddikim. Shebe'emes lamito ze hadas daika. Shebe'emes lamito al yidei ze hadas daika he mekarvin umeshivin mimoves l'chaim es elu shepogmo betipi amoyach kanal. Through this das of machlokes, that's how they bring in, that's how they rope in people who have messed up their tipi amoyach. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, just like we see, for example, by Rabbeinu Zal, and especially by Rav Nosson Zal, you read what went on during their time, the kind of machloikis they had against them, you say, how is it possible that anybody ever came close? We see that those that were zeicha, those that did come close, were turned around, were made into incredible successes, even if they were coming from the worst, worst places. There was a person that once came into the shul, I believe it was by Rav Nosson Zal, on Shabbos, a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesi. He wrote on Shabbos, and in those days they didn't have pocket pens, this stuff. If you wrote, your hands were full of ink. So the guy came into shul, and people saw, and he was known to be a major Mechal Shabbos. And he came in, and people were looking at him, like looking funny. And at one point, they were davening Breslov davening, so the guy started getting into it, and he picked up his hands to Hashem the way you're supposed to in tefillah. And he picks up his hands, and the people look at the fresh black ink on his hand from that morning, and like they're wondering, should we throw him out? And they looked at Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal said, don't say a word to him, leave him alone. And a couple of weeks later, he showed up without the black ink. This person who was able to withstand, he heard all the terrible things that they said about it, and he came into the shul anyway, and he stayed. He got rid of the black ink. So this is we said that through this das, they bring people close, they take people from moves l'chaim, those people messed up. Achmisha hu pesi v'sochol, but a person who's an idiot, a fool, kisus kithered ein hoven, like it says in Tehillim, like a horse, a mule who has no understanding, azai misrachek yoisra yideizeh, then he uses this as an excuse to go further away from Yiddishkeit. Al yedei sheroya machloikis shebein tzaddik mamitim, because he witnessed machloikis among the tzaddikim. Avol mi sheyesh lo imoyach bekodkodoi, but a person who has a brain in his head, azai shomea toichach aschaim, he hears this life-giving teichacha, by hearing this machlokes, b'chinas oizen shamas tochachas chayim b'kerv chacham tolan, ki roya al yidei ze goydel hisrach kusim Hashem isborach. He attributes it to his own shortcoming. When he sees something bad going on, he doesn't say vey. He says, what's wrong with me that I'm witnessing this? What's wrong with me that this is the message that's being shown to me? He sees how far he is from Hashem. Shenisrache kol kach, that I'm so far at shenishma leoznof hamariva shibena tzadikim, that this is what I'm hearing. This is what my ears are picking up. These are the vibes I'm picking up. And he remembers, he realizes how badly he's messed up his brain in the past. Because if his brain weren't messed up, this wouldn't be the song that I'm hearing. And then he starts having rachmonis on himself, because he sees and he realizes how far he is from holiness. And by breaking that obstacle, by saying, filthy, I'm here in the family, I ain't leaving. I want to see what this is all about. I have to check this out. This isn't enough to push me away. And then this actually ends up, this is what ends up bringing him close. Ki be'emes ha-machloike she-bein ha-tzadik ma-mitim hu be'emes rak b'shvil le-karev the real purpose of that machlokes, the most important mission of that machlokes, is to bring close those who have to be brought close, those whom Hashem said they can't come, and the true tzaddikim know that it's serious. Hashem wasn't kidding around. He was serious. The only way these guys can come in is if they get punched in the face, kicked in the stomach, and they don't quit, and they don't leave. Ve'ein hamariva ela bishvilcha, and the fight is only because of you, kedei shetoshuv mimoves l'chaim, that you should return. Nothing is coincidence. In our house, my wife has a friend that gets the Mishpacha magazine, and this friend likes her so much that before the friend reads it, she gives it to her first. She gives it to her in the plastic. Here you go. Last night, I saw front page. The front page is a picture of a rabbi who's a karate expert and a prison chaplain and a lamdan just got smicha from the rabbanot, v'chulu v'chulu. And I read a lot of it because to hear a person who is zeicher, this person, he grew up in a neighborhood where he got beaten up a lot of times for being Jew, for going to cheder and everything. And at one point when he was 15 years old, his relative, everybody convinced him that it's time. It's time not to get beaten up anymore. So he went and started studying this and studied mamish from masters, guys from South Korea, the guys who hide out in the mountains. And it says he did it for years and became black belt further. And then it says when he writes when he took his test for black belt, he took it, or one of the levels, he took it against six masters. That's how they do it. They put against six guys with sticks and stuff. And it says he passed the test with a broken nose, bleeding skull, and there was a third thing, three things. He passed the test and went on to continue to, you know, he's a success. He didn't fail. That's how he passed the test with that. And then he says that when he decided to start learning, he took all of that concentration, all of the discipline that he had been taught there, and applied it to learning. And he said he memorized the whole Shulchan Aruch, memorized it. And when he took the test the first time, he failed because he had so much information in his head, like he couldn't sort it out, like he couldn't. Then went back again and recently passed his v'chulu v'chulu. Rav Nosson Zal's writing here that again, there are times that a person gets bloodied in this, and some people interpret, you see it doesn't work. You see it doesn't work. And you need to know that's part of success. I spoke once to a multimillionaire in the Syrian community in Brooklyn, a well-known guy. His name is on a couple of buildings in Yerushalayim here. And he said to me, you should know that first time that when I first was starting out in business, I didn't have a token to get on the train. I didn't have money for train fare. And he says, I opened my first business and it failed. Then my second business and it failed. The third business was a department store, and he became millionaire and he's writing big checks and everything. And again, what we learned from this is that this is part of success. This is success requires, in some cases, failure. Requires doing it and getting hit, falling. How does a baby learn how to walk? If a baby can't fall, if a baby doesn't want to fall, he ain't never going to walk. Because the learning process of walking, this is the example of coming close to tzaddikim, coming close to Hashem, those people who are furthest away. We're talking about living in our times. This is part of the nisayon. All the garbage that's written about the religious people and especially about the tzaddikim, and people have to read that and have to, each person has to choose for themselves whether that's going to legitimize their keeping away from Hashem, keeping away from religion, or they're going to check it out a little further. And if there's going to be unpleasantries and this and that, they're going to succeed like we see many Balei Tshuva have succeeded. Baruch Hashem.